Morning, Kate. Hey, Ryder. How you guys doing?
Excellent, Bob.
Great.
It's time for Bob Zanny Loan at the Movies, brought to you by BobZanny.com, where you can see everything going on. 23 Minutes of Sunrise, the movie starring Eric Robertson and myself, available on Netflix. How about go to iTunes and download the Bob Zanny Show is in After High podcast. This week, Kevin Nealon is there.
Cool.
It's kind of a cool
awesome.
Interview. He says it's his last podcast ever, and I'm thinking it was my interview.
Well, nicely done.
Yeah. And, of course, you can follow me on the Twitter at Bob Zanny. Of course, our main sponsor, Rookies Comedy Club. Who's down there this week?
It looks like Julie Scoggins and Nate Baimel.
Wow. Great show, yep. Because Jerry Topol then drives him around town during the day and says, oh, look, there's a Taco Bell. Go down to Rookies. It's a great place to go. Let's get right to it. This week, admission. No, not Anthony Weiner holding another press conference. But Tina Fey stars as a student recruiter for Princeton. Paul Rudd also stars as a teacher whose adopted son is brilliant and might go there and might even be the son Fey gave up at birth for adoption. You ready?
Yeah.
Think Baby Mama meets Mean Girls with a This Is 40 Times 2 chaser. That's how old I felt after it. Hey, the movie opens up with Fey visiting several high schools to talk about Princeton and what they need to do to get accepted. Yeah, apply elsewhere. Her standard line is to students, there's no secret about getting in. We want passion and 50 grand a year. Cut to Paul Rudd now. He's the founder of a progressive school. I wonder if Flo went there. His adopted son is a protege, and he wants to get him into Princeton. And as I mentioned, she may have given him up at birth. You know, I never had kids, but I did adopt a highway about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's at that age where I'm going, look, you pick up after yourself. Get off your lazy asphalt. And people will say or do anything to get into Princeton. One student reminds Fey that her father is Cuban and in a wheelchair. I don't know what that has to do with the GPA, but hell, I'm in. By the way, I spoke up Anthony Weiner. I just found out he plans to stick it out. I saw this movie on the plane back to L.A., and the sound didn't work for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And after 10 more minutes, I wish the sound didn't work for the rest of the film. Five cigars, the best you can do. One, not so much. What do you think I gave it there, Ryder?
I'm going to say two cigars.
Okay, and what do you think?
Well, Bob, I love Tina Fey. I love Paul Rudd. I haven't heard much about this movie, but I'll go a little bit higher than Ryder. I'll say 2.5 cigars.
Well, it was two. And
two.
Ryder. Yeah.
Right.
What are you going to do? It's a tough business.
Yeah.
I don't really suggest it to anyone. Except go get 23 Minutes of Sunrise at your Netflix. Just go ahead and download that or whatever you have. I don't know what the kids are doing. What are they doing? Anyway, follow me on the Twitter at Bob Zanny. Until next week, this is Bob Zanny for Rookies Comedy Club saying goodbye.
See you, Bob.